I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The rioting and looting that broke out in Britain last week have calmed down now, and government officials are promising a heavy police presence in London to keep it that way. A senior officer said today that there will be 16,000 officers on the streets of London this weekend. That's instead of the usual 2,500, and that's probably a relief to Britain's tourism industry. Tourists account for about 8% of England's GDP. The World's Jason Margolis reports.
Officials in London are taking great pains to stress this message to tourists. We're still open for business. Press release after press release has described London as safe and resilient, and the riot says not typical. London has good reason to be engaging in damage control. There's a lot at stake.
We have 26 million visitors a year to London. We are the world's most popular tourism destination.
That's Martine Ainsworth-Wells at London & Partners, the city's official promotional agency. Tourism employs more than 250,000 people in London and is a major driver of the city's economy. Ainsworth-Wells says right now they're trying to assure visitors things are okay, at least where you'll be going.
The majority of attractions and hotels in the tourism sector in London has remained completely unaffected by the disturbances. So the key message really is about reassurance.
There are no statistics yet whether people are cutting back their travel plans. Those won't be available for a few months. But several American tourists visiting London's Trafalgar Square today said they weren't scared off.
No, we've had no problems. It's been perfectly calm and quiet. And other than it dominating the news, it has had no effect on us.
And I felt sad for the people that live here that have to go through it. And it's got to be frightening and scary and depressing for the people that are here.
We're going to continue our stay. In fact, yesterday, when we heard Parliament was in session discussing the disorder, we went to Parliament and sat in on some of the discussions. And so, in a way, we used it to enrich our visit. Let's put it that way.
Those attitudes don't surprise Ron Hill at the Villanova School of Business. He says American tourists generally don't make spontaneous visits to Europe.
When they make trips to places like London, at least from the places like the United States or Australia, it's really not at the drop of the hat. And so unless they feel physically endangered themselves, they're going to tend to want to go anyway.
The bigger question is, will this week's violence tarnish London's image overall?
I think it's going to end up being a short-term blip.
Barry Bloom is with the School of Hospitality Administration at Boston University. He says London still represents the height of civility. There's a big difference between unrest in England and elsewhere.
When you think about what has happened in Egypt, for example, I think people react very, very differently to that. And in that type of case, may make significant changes to their travel plans in terms of traveling to Egypt and traveling to Cairo and traveling, in fact, to the Middle East in general, as opposed to a city like London, which is generally civil, where I think people will ultimately come to understand that most of the events there have not impacted tourism corridors in general.
In an odd way, the London riots might even help London's image. Every city has a civil disturbance at some point. But how police and citizens respond to it, that matters too, says Tom Rees, a tourism analyst with the research organization Mintel Group.
In the aftermath of the first night of trouble, there were already groups spontaneously organizing to clean up, and there have been people organizing donations for businesses that have been harmed. There's always hope to come from situations. Living here, we've certainly seen, having seen the worst of side of people, we've seen the best side of people very soon afterwards.
That said, London's tourism officials probably won't put a photo of a resilient Londoner sweeping up shattered glass on their next tourism advertisement. Marketing experts say best to stick with a photo of Big Ben. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.